It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
Welcome again to Hipsters Hate Us. I'm your host, Vale Binks, and I'm here with you for the next hour. We've got a great genre jumping show for you tonight, from psychedelic rock, hip-hop, maybe a few electronic rock, some folk music, and all great new stuff. We're actually going to be hearing from the new Kasabian single out right now called You're In Love With A Psycho. Their album coming out in April 28th called, what is it called actually, For Crying Out Loud, which has a really cool cover of an old man crying really cartoony tears and stuff. So awesome. So hopefully you guys enjoy this music ride, and remember, we're all in love with some kind of psycho.
Crazy that
Yeah, we're feeling all right here right now. That was Kill Devils with Rot on the Radio, one of my buddy's bands, Rudy Windsor. Just great vocals, really rocking out there. I mean, I heard some of their demos. I believe this is going to be coming off their new full-length album, and just the production on it, the sound of everything is just really heavy and awesome. Rudy and the rest of the guys, I don't know all your names, you guys are doing a great job right now, and just keep up the great work, and hopefully new material will show up real soon. I'm pretty sure they finished the album, and that was awesome. And yeah, they Rot on the Radio, and right now I'm on the radio. We also heard from Jen Gorman with a track called For a Friend that is coming from our Playbox. The album is of the same name. Just a cool kind of poppy kind of rock record, you know, power pop feeling to it. I almost had that a Weezer version, but with a female vocalist, and we can always use that every once in a while. And we started off this little set list with Kasabian with You're in Love with a Psycho. That is coming from their newest album, For Crying Out Loud. It is due out in April 28th, along with the new Gorillaz album. So you got two great British bands coming out with new music on April 28th. So pick those up when the time comes, and just enjoy the singles that have dropped from both of those artists right now. Now into the show, we're going to be going into some more kind of a folk content. We're going to be starting off this set list with Fleet Foxes with 3rd of May. And this is a group that I've had a little bit of a hard time adjusting myself to get into. I don't think they're a terrible band, but I thought when their first debut album came out, it was a little tad overrated in my eyes, and that's just because Pitchfork really promoted this as like the next like Radiohead Kid A or something, and I just really wasn't getting that vibe. But I do like a lot of their songs, and this new one is really good. I'm not sure when the album comes out. I believe it might be in June. It is called Crack Up, and it is an 8-minute track. There's two songs involved, but we're gonna play the first half, which is 3rd of May, and we are going to lead into this with, of course, my new thing from the movie The Interview. You all know what James Franco has got to say about Hipsters Hate Us.
Hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because we ain't us?
Land in the night, song made. And I was hiding by the stair. Half here, half there, past the lashing rain. And as the sky would peddle white, all innocent. Yeah. second son on the other line. Now back in our town is a castaway. I'm reminded of the time it all fell in line on the 3rd of May. As if it were designed, made it in sand to be washed away. Oh, but I can hear you loud in the center. But we may be crowded together like second son. For the second time.
Tourists in Verona. just want to love you in my own language. Well, that smell of sex good like burning wood. Girls from fancy left a note and broken.
Girls from a pussy high. Their odor is at 5 feet per year along England's east coastline. Was this your first time? It's just a button we press last night by a campfire. All these three whole words, oh, that we whisper like the rubbing hands of tourists in Corona. I just want to love you in my own language.
Guess who's back in the house? Vailville Binks here right now on Hipsters Hate. This is what you're listening to. We're almost to the halfway point of the show. Hopefully you guys have been enjoying the ride that I have been providing you with such great tunes. We heard from our playbox from Mad Ones, coming from their album Regretless, with a track called It Never Rains. And I have no regrets playing this. I do regret a little bit of rain right now outside. It is looking pretty good out there. So again, on the show, we will be hearing some more Mad Ones in upcoming programs on Hipsters Hate Us. We also heard in this set from Alt J with their track 3WW, which to me seems like it took World War III and just reversed it, so I would think it would be called 3 War World. I think that, I don't know if that's what they were going for, but that's what my mind, maybe it's the dyslexia that I think I have, I know I don't, but maybe that's what I was getting from that. New Alt J, I actually, this song seems to be a departure for the band. Usually they have a certain type of sound when they make their music, and for this one, it just seems like it's more experimental. I mean, I cut off at least a minute of this track because it just kind of plods along, and the vocals don't come in like the clear Alt J sound for at least 3 minutes. But I mean, I like people that experiment, and I actually am excited to hear new Alt J music when bands go experimental like that and do something a little different with their sound. So that's awesome. And we started off with Fleet Foxes with 3rd of May. They have an album coming out, I believe, in June or July called Crack Up. And actually, on April 7th, their original drummer, who you guys might know as Father John Misty, has an album coming out next Friday on April 7th. So hopefully you guys can pick that up. And there is another big thing coming out maybe on April 7th who we're going to be playing on this show right now. Kendrick Lamar, he has a track out now called The Heart Part 4. Was an ongoing series, and he has been, hinting at that there might be a release of his 4th album on April 7th, so I'm really excited to listen to that. Anyways, enjoy the great hip-hop section that we have prepared for this show with some Kendrick Lamar and some Snoop Doggy Dogg, and we're going to lead into that with, of course, Samuel Jackson with Monkey Fighting Snakes, Monday to Friday Plain.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Everybody strap in. I'm about to open some freaking windows.
Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you. Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you.
30 minutes later, my future favors the legendary status of a hip-hop rhyme savior. Travel around the Atlas in a spaceship, candy-coated. My day shift been devoted. Bundles of paper. Pi equals 314. The devil's pie is big enough to justify the whole thing. Wait up. Lamping in Jamaica, the clouds turning, my thoughts turning, burning cash to oil. I've been determined to make and earn this seed in the soil. It's classified. I'm satisfied when I strategize my kids' future. I ain't sanctified enough to say that I won't shoot ya. I done vandalized the industry for a circuit, the earthiest slash thirstiest. You know versus this scum of a land that transcend two surfaces. The richer the poor, the bigger the picture, the more blood pours. But
don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you. Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you.
My fans can't wait for me to sun your punk ass. Crush your whole little shit. I'll big pun your punk ass. You a scared little tiptoeing around my name. Lame. And when I get at you, homie, don't you tell me you was just playing.
Oh, I was just playing, K-Dot. Come on, you know a with you, bro.
Shut the f. You sound like the last. No. Might end up like the last. No. Oh, you don't want to clash. No. I put my foot on the gas, head on the floor, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the road yelling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am the greatest rapper alive. So damn great, motherfucker died. What you hearing now is a paranormal vibe. House on the hill, house on the beach. My condo in Compton, I'm still in reach. I'm fresh out the water, I'm about to breach. The 5 foot giant woke up out of his sleep. Oh yeah, more cars, more leers, more bars, no peers, no scars, no fear. Y'all sincere, I heard the whispers, I curved the whispers. You know what the risk is. Earthed in ditches, your body referring to stiffness. The whole world going mad, bodies is adding up. Markets about to crash. Fake rich, fake bad. Blacks that act white, whites that do the dab. Donald Trump is a chump, know how we feel, punk. Tell him that God coming. And Russia need a replay button, y'all up to something. Electoral votes look like memorial votes.
But America's truth and ignoring the votes is blasphemy. How many go blasphemy? I prophesized on my last song, you laughed at me. But when it bragging, don't you ask for me. How many leaders gon' tell you the truth after me? G Malone, big bro, kudos to him. I was two O's from an M, tryna be big as M. 30 millions later, my future favors the legendary status of a hip-hop rhyme savior. Simon and Capers, fame and lawsuits. You looking at me and Chucks, I'm looking at y'all suits. Me and Top Dog playing rock, paper, scissors in court. A real hustler, lose money just to go get some more. I said it's like that. Drop one classic, came right back. Another classic, right back. My next album, the whole industry on the ice pack. With TOC, you see the flames in my EYEs. It's not a game and the whole world is going mad, daddy. It's sad, daddy. My only advice, go and get you a bag, daddy. Baca, on trial trying to portray a boxer. Beating up on CEOs, watch them. Tables turn, lesson learned, my best look. You jump sides on me, now you about to meet Westbrook. Go celebrate with your team and let victory vouch you. Just know the next game played, I might slap the you. Technical foul, I'm flagrant, I'm foul. They throwing me out, you throwing the towel. Look at the crowd, they
no, I don't like that.
Look at my smile, I'm smirking, calm but urgent.
That ain't the style.
So many verses, you live in denial. So many verses, I never run out. What?
You're making him nervous, the music is loud.
Ho, Jay-Z, Hall of Fame, sit your down. So that means you ain't bigger than rapping.
What else?
So that means no more playing the back scenes.
What else?
My spot is solidified if you ask me.
What else?
My name is identified as that king. I let y'all worry about the list, I'm on some other. A difference between accomplishments and astonishments. You know what time it is, ante up, this is him forever. Y'all got till April the 7th to get together.
Let's get it. On phone now.
Hey Snoop Dogg, can you pour me another glass of that Kool-Aid?
Set my, I'm my own man. Upgrade, just like your phone game. Big Snoop Dogg, I do my own thing. And I stays in my own lane. My rap style is dynamite. A lot of y'all do sound alike. You do it how you do it. See, you can blame it on the drugs or you can blame it on the music. Where I come from, if you sound like another, that's called biting. Yeah, you the other. Let my demeanor be the meaning. Got you screaming while you're leaning. Now you're fiending while you're dreaming. To have a big car, rap star. 10-room mansion with a lake in your backyard. So disobedient. Flavor is the main ingredient. And you lack it. It's all in your jacket. But I'm hot. And as cool as a fan. You drinking lemonade. I'm the Kool-Aid man. Standing on the corner with a Kool-Aid stand. Cool as a fan. Yeah, I'm the Kool-Aid man. I'm hot. But as cool as a fan. Drinking lemonade, but I'm the Kool-Aid man. I'm standing on the corner with a Kool-Aid stand. Cool as a fan, yeah, I'm the Kool-Aid man.
That's the Kool-Aid man. That's the Kool-Aid man.
That's the
Kool-Aid man.
The Kool-Aid
man.
The reason that I say that I'm the Kool-Aid. Look at all the flavor that I gave to the Gizang. Just add water. It don't get no hotter. You got your whole get down from the doggy dog father. Never mind, it was never minds. Inquire, intellectual, clever mind. Better dub that this pop. Bitch, love with this hip hop. Just to be on. Now what the we on? LBC, we been known to get our G on. They call me Don Corleone. That's the Kona he on. P-I-M-P on. She a freak of the week. I'm teaching. Gotta eat, cause I'm deep in the streets. Look, don't get it low, cause every now and then need a line of this dope, cause I'm hot. And as cool as a fan, you drinking lemonade, I'm the Kool-Aid man. Standing on the corner with a Kool-Aid stand, cool as a fan, yeah, I'm the Kool-Aid man. I'm hot, but as cool as a fan. Drinking lemonade, but I'm the Kool-Aid man. I'm standing on the corner with a Kool-Aid stand, cool as a fan, yeah. I'm the Kool-Aid man.
That's the Kool-Aid man. That's the Kool-Aid man.
That's the
Kool-Aid man. That's the Kool-Aid man. I call him the Kool-Aid man.
That's the
Kool-Aid man. That's the Kool-Aid man. That's the Kool-Aid man.
That's the
Kool-Aid man.
I know you can get
down to this girl.
Now drink up.
That's some devil no pity.
That's a word.
Mr. Kool-Aid Man. That's who he be.
What's his name?
That's some devil no pity. Mr. Kool-Aid Man. Yeah, that's who he be. Now drink up.
What you just heard in that last little set there was from Danny Lodge, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, and The Looks with a track called Mixing a Drink. And we all know who else can mix a drink, the Kool-Aid Man. Yes, that was a track we heard before that from Snoop Doggy Dogg from his new album Kool-Aid. And he's hot, he's as cool as a fan. You guys drinking lemonade, but he the Kool-Aid Man. We all know how Snoop Dogg just likes his good old Kool-Aid. Oh yeah. So really cool stuff there. I really love the new Snoop Dogg album right now. Well, not new, last year's album. He really went back to his roots of rapping on this album, kind of ditched the funk stuff that he was doing with Pharrell, and I am really happy for that because he's back in his element. And even though Snoop's one of my favorite rappers, he's not lyrically proficient, but I mean, it's good to hear him with those hard, kind of heavy beats and that goofy style that Snoop is known for doing. And we started off with another one of my favorite rappers, Kendrick Lamar, with his track, The Heart Part 4. This is part of an ongoing series that he's been doing for, I think, a year or a couple years now, and he's hinting at new music on April 7th, so I'm hopefully his fourth album does come out. I don't know if he can top his last album, To Pimp a Butterfly. I mean, that... if I had a list of top 10, top 15 albums of all time, Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly would definitely be in there. So he has a lot to live up to, but I mean, he is a genius in his own right, and I know that he can at least come up with really competent material, and I'm not going to stop listening. If he makes a bad record, we know he'll bounce back with something else that is as amazing as always. In our next set, we're going to be going into some more kind of psychedelic rock, maybe a little bit of electronica hinted and hard rock and stuff. This is going to go out to my buddy Cohen O'Connor, who just got out of surgery. He was on the show before. We did an all psychedelic show. He went to be known as by the Wizards. So I just want to say to him, Hakuna Matata, man, no worries. We're going to let you have some great music. We're going to start this off with All Them Witches, and hopefully you feel better and are fighting like the name of this track, Bruce Lee. So stick around, everybody, for more Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM.
Yeah! Stick around.
Scream right at your face for no reason. in our present life. That the stars were right, that if you are the first to go, you'll leave a sign to let me know. Tell me so, please carry the lantern light. The sea of night, free from the spell of fright, your cloak is a spirit shroud.
It's time, everybody. Vailville Binks has to get going. You have been listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM, and hopefully you enjoyed all those great tunes that we heard in this last little ride, and basically the whole show. We had a little psychedelic section there. We had from the Rolling Stones with a track called The Lantern that is coming from their 1968 album, their Satanic Majesty's Request, which is just the first album that ever got me into the Rolling Stones. I know they did more definitive work afterwards, as they never really went down this psychedelic route ever again, but it just holds really dear to my heart, and it may not be their best record, but it's the one that I would cherish the most, at least for me. And actually, interestingly enough, the band that we played before, the Brian Jonestown Massacre, back in 1996, had an album called Their Satanic Majesty's Second Request. The track we played from them wasn't off that album. It's actually off their newest record called Don't Get Lost. And not a great track, really. It's more kind of just instrumental electronica, but I love the title of the song. Acid to me is no worse than war. I don't really know if that's the case, but I mean, psychedelic drugs can have kind of a scary vibe, but maybe some good times as well. I don't think war really has much good times, at least when you're in battle. So love the title. Acid to me is no worse than war from the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And we started off this set with All Them Witches with Bruce Lee. And this whole section is going out to my buddy Cohen O'Connor, who has been listening to this show since the very beginning of this episode. Anyways, you guys can tune in to Hipsters Hate Us every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show re-airs Sunday morning from 11 till 12, and you can find every episode available on mixcloud.com. Just type in the name of this show, Hipsters Hate Us, and you will find them all there. We're going to be finishing the night off with kind of a somber song to slow us down. We're going to be hearing from Jarvis Cocker and Chili Gonzalez with a track called Tearjerker. This album is based around, I guess, a hotel room called Room 29. You may know Jarvis Cocker from his old Britpop band Pulp, which are a little more eclectic in their stance to this. This is very stripped down to its bones. I believe Chili himself is more of a pianist, and Jarvis came up with a lot of the lyrics and the songwriting for this. So hopefully you guys have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your week and your weekend, and make sure to tune in to Hipsters Hate Us next week from 6 to 7, same place, same time.
Such a jerk. You are a tearjerker. You don't need a girlfriend. Need a social worker. She's waiting at the airport. You're in your hotel room with someone who doesn't know you. Everybody always knew the game that you were playing. You were fooling no one. So we're glad that you are paying. But still she's gonna cry. Yeah, still it's gonna hurt. You are a tearjerker. You're such a jerk, yeah. A tearjerker. You're such a jerk, yeah. These surfaces are shiny. Anything wipes off them. These surfaces are hard. Nothing seems to mark them. Breakfast ends at 10 a.m. Do you think we could be through by then? Breakfast is inclusive. Do you think I'm stupid? I'm stupid. I'm stupid. You are such a jerk. You are a tearjerker.